On Ruthie's Australia, Ruthie's Road Back, powered by ArcPack. Exploring Australia with you for 40 years.
Travel all over the countryside, ask the Leylands, travel all over the countryside, ask the Leyland brothers. Whatever it is that you want to see, ask the Leylands, no matter whatever that happens to be, ask the Leyland brothers. Come on, me in and then join in the fun, travel all over Australia.
Yes, well, now if you heard that, you think, no, you haven't switched channels or something hasn't happened. That is actually the theme song of the Leyland Brothers. Now, for people who listen to the Camping and Off-Road Radio show will know that one of the most popular regulars I have on that show, of course, excluding you, Rick Ackers, you are on that show as well, is Mal Leyland. And look, I think it was a good road back this week. I said to you through the week, I said, what, you know, send me through some topics, what you want to talk about, because you are filling in for Ruthie and things like the road back. And you wrote back to me the Leyland Brothers. I thought, what a good one, because you know what? This TV show that you're about to embark yourself on and all the other television programs, and I've said this to Mal, they all owe a debt to Mal and his brother, because they dug the well that everyone is drinking from today. I mean, it's amazing. They were the pioneers. They were two young blokes. And when we say young blokes, I think Mal was about 16, 17, and they just took off
into
the wilderness.
Yep. And you're dead right, mate. We all need to, every personality, and I hate that term, in the off-road scene needs to tip their hat to Mike and Mal for what they did.
Mm.
You know, we invited them into our land rooms every weekend. I grew up with that theme song.
Yep.
I'm sure you did, and anyone else that's sort of in our age group would be the same. And there's a lot of young blokes out there that are in the scene these days that won't know who the Leyland Brothers are, and I implore them to go and jump onto YouTube and have a look at some of the stuff they did. Now, look, some of the stuff they did on telly with us, the Leyland Brothers, between 1976 and 1984, look, let's be honest, some of it was a little bit hokey and a little bit cheesy. And
well, that was the appeal. I think
exactly right.
The thing was, and I've spoken to Mal about this many times, and about his life. I mean, if anyone who's listened to us on the Camping and Off-Road Radio show, you'll know the chats I've had with Mal, or you can go back on and go back through all the podcasts if you haven't, because they are a story. But he said to me, and that's what you say, it was a bit, you know, cheesy and things like that. It was like home video.
Yeah,
but that was the appeal. And he told me that when he did the deal with because they had their other efforts before the Leyland Brothers, when they did the Crossing of the Simpsons.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
And all that. When they did the deal with and Mal did the deals with Kerry Packer himself.
Yep.
And they said, don't change anything.
Yeah, well, they called it folky. They said at the time, you know, the show has a folky look. That's, like you say, part of the appeal. We don't want that to change. You know, and you look back on it now and it does look a little bit cheesy, but I think what a lot of people don't realise is just how hardcore these two blokes were. You know, what we saw on TV was not even a tip of the iceberg to some of the stuff that these blokes did and what they achieved.
Not just them, their wives as well.
No, that's right. That's right. So, you know, it all started for these guys. They were 10-pound poms. So they came out from England, 1950, I think it was. And it all kicked off for them when Mike won a bit of a cartoon drawing competition and got to go to the 1956 Olympics. And his dad bought him a 16mm camera to take along. And that's where Mike's affinity with you know, camera work and TV sort of started. And it all grew from there. And Mal got into a bit of photography. And they both had a love for adventure.
Mm.
And the first thing they did was a trip into the outback by themselves. You know, nearly got themselves killed from being out there without fuel and things like that. But they documented and had a bit of fun and had some home movies at home. They decided to take it the next level. And they ended up doing a bit of a documentary called Wheels Across the Wilderness, where they drove across the Simpson Desert. Well, actually went from West Coast to East Coast via the Simpson Desert, which was absolutely massive. And, you know, they ended up putting that on the movie screens. They tour around the country and hire movie cinemas.
Tickets, that's right.
And sold tickets. Sold tickets. Just absolutely cleaned up. So that was great, you know, and that's back in the time, like 1966, that's seriously hardcore sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And they did symbolic things too that you wouldn't think of, where they basically got down to the last billy can that they threw over the cliff in at Sandy Point to grab water from the ocean to tip into the ocean on the east coast.
Yeah, they did too.
You know, and
bit of the Indian Ocean into the Pacific.
Absolutely, and which some people wouldn't think of, you know, to do that. But they actually cut tracks. I mean, I've spoken to Mal about this a lot. They cut in tracks that are today roads. And they were the first to drive the Gibb River Road, which wasn't even the Gibb River Road when they did it.
No, that's right.
I mean, it's amazing. And like you say, they are definitely the pioneers of it. And they started this. And you really wonder, when they were very young, you'd have to think, geez, I bet their parents were worried. Yeah. They just take off.
Yeah, well, like you said, they were teenagers at the time, you know, going off in, let's face it, very, very unreliable vehicles.
Mm.
You know, Land Rovers don't have a great name now. You know, imagine in 1966. You know, those things were, you know, you just got to go and look at the story. They broke axles left, right and centre.
Mm.
Before that, actually, I sort of said that was their first one. That wasn't. The first thing they did was down the Darling, where they took a tinny and they did the whole length of the Darling River, 2,300 kilometres of it, from Mungindi in Queensland all the way down there to Mildura. And good luck trying to do that today.
Absolutely. Well, I think when you see some of the footage of that, where they damaged propellers on the outboard motors and they made props out of baked bean tins.
The ingenuity is just insane, you know, and the hospitality from people along the way who heard that they were coming and what they were trying to achieve, who helped them out here and there. You know, I reckon Mal would love to go and have a look at the river now that it's nearly empty and see some of those rock bars and things that caught them out. I think he'd be very interested to see what the bottom of that river looked like.
Yeah, definitely. There was a documentary a few weeks back which he was involved in as well, which was, you know, he has got a love of the Darling. He has a love for Australia, really, but anyway. So go on.
Yeah, look, and one of the other ones that they did after Wheels Across the Wilderness was something called the Open Boat to Adventure, where they took a six-month journey from Darwin to Sydney in an 18-foot open boat. And again, this is about as hardcore as it gets. And Mal actually very, very nearly died on that trip in some nasty weather. So, you know, if you only know the Leyland brothers for the TV show and you think, yeah, it's a bit hokey, it's a bit cheesy, just have a look at some of the stuff they did before that program in the early to late 60s and get a fair inspiration of or indication of just how hardcore these blokes were.
Yeah, you did mention that. He did. He was dragged behind the boat in 50-foot waves because the boat was being towed.
Yeah.
So he stayed in the boat while it was towed, while Mike and another bloke got into the boat that was towing them. And then he got thrown out of that boat and to hold onto a rope, getting dragged through the water in the dark.
Yep.
And hello, up in that area.
Crazy town.
Like sharks, crocs, you name
Stingers.
It.
Stingers, yep.
And he's dragged through the night behind, you know, unbelievable stuff. And like you say, what you saw didn't actually represent how tough they were. They were tough blokes. Like the things they did but the thing of their wives. I mean, most blokes, and I've had these conversations with Mal many times where he met Lorraine. And instead of getting the chockies and the flowers and taking the pictures, he took her out to the bush and threw a steak on the fire on the ground and cooked her a steak for lunch. And then said, hey, do you want to come camping down the Colo River?
Yeah,
and they took her, did it in rubber dinghies.
Yeah, they rafts. They rafted the whole length of the Colo River.
And then at night just slept on the riverbanks.
Yep.
I mean,
what an adventure, though. How good is that?
Yeah, no. And Mal Lane, for anyone who wants to know what we are talking about, you can just jump onto YouTube and check out the Leyland Brothers' efforts there, as well as tune in on the Camping and Off-Road Radio Show, which most network stations take that show, because Mal is on that show each week. And it's when he tells us, when Mal comes on that show, I just let him tell the story.
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's just over 50 years of knowledge, and it's amazing, an experience. And, I will tell you, he's on this week's show, and I think as soon as he hangs up the phone on this week's show, he's off.
He is a national treasure, and if you want to find out more about what they got up to, check out Mal's book, My Life as a Leyland Brother. It's a cracker.
Yeah, and you can do that, as well as Mal Leyland Still Travelling. He certainly, it's a must read. A good road back this week. We're just paying our respects to the people who did it before everybody else, the Leyland Brothers.